feeling low. Christians are daughters and sons of the everlasting kingdom. We will one day reign with Christ through the countless ages of eternity. There is no excuse for putting people down or making a person feel low about themselves or how they seek to serve the Lord. When we feel low, we comfort ourselves with the promises and statutes of the Word of God, for our future is secure in Him. When we find ourselves getting depressed, we can do something about it. We don't need to visit the dark valley, but can find sustenance in the power of our Maker. He is able to minister to us should we seek His face and the power available to us. Perhaps our family life has broken down and we have lost much to the ravages of life, but there are still good things we can hold on to. Psalm 34 is a delightful place to start and finish. The amazing promises that are written there for our support are truly stunning. We work from the premise that God is true and we have a deep relationship with Him and know Him personally in our lives. Without this personal relationship with our Creator, we will never know peace and joy. So it is imperative that we seek Him. We read the Word of God that we might understand and be turned from our selfish ways and turn to faith in Him. Verses 2 and 3 say, "My soul shall boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." The Lord exalts those who are low and lifts up the contrite heart. His face is against those who are proud and self-seeking. Our confidence is in the Lord and not in our own thought processes and human strength, because it will not get us very far. There are forces in this world that we cannot resist and will keep us away from God and away from true blessing. Verses 6 and 7 say, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them." The promises remain. Read them in Psalm 34 for yourself and let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth. Bow your knees of faith to the Lord Jesus and find Him to be your Saviour and Lord. There is no other way to peace and satisfaction, and He will never leave you or forsake you. This is the promise of the Lord, and He never breaks His word. Verses 15 and 17 say, "The Lord's eyes are toward the righteous. His ears listen to their cry. The Lord's face is against those who do evil, to cut off their memory from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles." If we are trusting in Christ, we will find that when we are low, we will look to the right means to deal with the depressive thoughts and emotions. God can turn our psyche around very quickly and renew our trust in Him. This is actually how God grows our faith and makes us strong people of God. Meeting with the people of God is how we make progress in our Christian life as we fellowship together and learn the Word together. Service for the Lord is also good and shores up the sinking mind to higher blessings. Do not forsake the reading of the Word and prayer, for they are the powerhouse of the soul. Verses 18 and 19 say, "The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves those who have a crushed spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." If we head the gloom off straight away, we will be greatly helped and we can fight the depression and build our faith. Do not be faint-hearted and slip and slide down into clinical depression. If we should find ourselves with that psychosis, do not fear, for God will never leave us in that state but bring us out. His loving arms are always underpinning the psyche of the believer and bringing them back to good mind health. He is the healer of broken hearts and specializes in renewing broken thought processes. We must let him do his work in us and give our all to him. Verses 21 and 22 say, evil shall kill the wicked. Those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him shall be condemned.